In the fall of 2015, someone shattered the tranquility of Columbus's Greenlawn Cemetery by knocking over gravestones. The vandal or vandals have since returned more than a dozen times, and officials say some 600 monuments lie damaged at a cost of more than $1 million. For almost 170 years, families have laid their loved ones to rest amid the beauty and peace of Greenlawn's tree-shaded, park-like landscape. More than 150,000 people are buried in the cemetery, including Eddie Rickenbacker, James Thurber, and minstrel showman Al G. Field.
And now we're rolling up on some of the damage from the vandalism.
Randy Rogers sits on the cemetery's board of trustees. He drives up to the Field family mausoleum, whose columns are covered by police tape. The glass in one door is splintered, but the worst of the damage is in the rear.
They had broken out the front glass, and we replaced it with safety glass. And he came back and tried to break the safety glass out and couldn't. So he went around behind the monument and broke out the stained glass.
Repairing the stained glass window will cost about $3,500. But elsewhere in Greenlawn, the damage is much more severe. Rogers takes me to one of the cemetery's older sections.
We're sitting beside an obelisk right now that is on the ground and has been broken. It's from the 1880s. And to get that obelisk repaired is going to be several thousand dollars, probably about $7,500 in this case. And it's a real daunting task to get that kind of money to repair them.
Many of the obelisks can be repaired, but other works cannot. We arrive at the tall, colonnaded monument to 19th century Ohio Supreme Court Justice Gustavus Swan. The monument used to have a bust of Swan at the center, carved by a noted early American sculptor, but vandals smashed the bust to pieces.
We could get another artist to recarve that stone based on Swan's portrait, but it's going to be well into the five figures to have that done. And so this, to some degree, because it is damaging the work of a notable artist, irreplaceable damage.
Officials have stepped up patrols along the cemetery's 27 miles of roads and paths, and the Franklin County Sheriff's Office is investigating. Cameras have been installed, Rogers says, but with 4,300 trees on 360 acres, they're only effective to a point.
If I had 360 cameras, one per acre, that would not adequately cover the cemetery, just because the lines of sight are very difficult.
One camera did catch a vandal in the act. He was seen pulling up American flags from veterans' graves, lighting them, and trying to start a brush fire. That person has yet to be apprehended, so cemetery officials turned to Crime Stoppers for help.
This is an egregious desecration of historic grave sites that is just appalling.
Crime Stoppers board president Kristen McKinley says that the extent of the damage spurred her organization to assist.
This particular crime, this vandalism, rises to the level of a felony because of the dollar amounts that they're seeing down there.
In the meantime, the cemetery is doing what it can to preserve irreplaceable history.
It's a huge challenge, and that's where we try to evaluate. And with the more artistic and the more historically prominent and the ones that are more important to Columbus, we try to raise some nonprofit dollars to get those fixed. But it's so expensive.
Rogers started a GoFundMe account, which has raised $5,000 so far. Central Ohio Crime Stoppers is offering a $1,000 reward for tips leading to an arrest. Sam Hendren, WOSU News.